Okay, let's dive in. Picture this. A health center down in Augusta, Georgia, Medical Associates Plus. They're doing vital work, but, well, they're operating out of a triple-wide trailer.
A trailer, yeah. Not exactly ideal for comprehensive healthcare.
Not at all. And they were just, bursting at the seams. They desperately needed room for things like dental, a proper pharmacy, behavioral health services.
Physical services. And that physical space, that trailer, was clearly the limiting factor. It really paints a picture of the immediate challenge, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Access hitting a literal wall. And here's where it gets really tricky. The obvious spot to expand is right next door on church property.
Okay.
But the clinic didn't own most of that land, and they actually shared parking with the church.
Oh, wow. Shared parking.
Yeah, and you can imagine the church needs that parking services, evenings, weekends.
Yeah.
You can't just take it over.
Right. So it's not just about needing more square footage. It's this whole complex web of land ownership, operational logistics,
Right.
keeping the church happy.
Exactly. That's a real puzzle. You can't just throw up a building.
No, you've got real estate issues, community relationship issues, all while trying to keep both the clinic and the church running.
Right. So our deep dive today, it's based on a case study from Page Healthcare. They're the ones who are called in to look at this whole situation. The trailer, the space crunch, the church land, and basically figure out, can we even make this work here? Or do they need to pack up and find somewhere else entirely?
So Paige's job was really to assess if expanding on that specific site was feasible, given all those constraints.
Yeah.
And if it was feasible, then how? What's the actual plan?
Exactly. And that's our mission today, to unpack how they tackled it. What did they find when they really looked at the site? How did they deal with the land ownership thing, the funding, the construction, all while keeping the clinic doors open and, not disrupting the church next door? Because this case study, I think, it really pulls back the curtain on all the stuff that happens behind the scenes, the complexity you don't normally see when it comes to building something essential like a health center.
It's a perfect example. These projects are so much more than just blueprints and construction crews. There's finance, real estate strategy, community liaison.
Definitely. Okay, so Page Healthcare arrives on the scene. They see the trailer, the cramped conditions. They know about the need for dental, pharmacy, counseling. They see the church land next door that isn't theirs. What was their first big call? Stay or go?
Well, what's interesting from the source material is that they determined that location, despite all the challenges, was really important strategically. It wasn't, ideal, as it obviously needed a bigger building, maybe shifted around for better visibility, but the call was made. Developing right there was better than relocating.
Right, so moving wasn't the answer. The goal became build a modern facility here on this complicated spot. Which brings us right back to that huge hurdle, the land. They didn't own it. How on earth do you build a major facility on land you don't own? Especially when the owner is like a community partner, the church, who needs the land too, particularly that shared parking issue.
Yeah, that's the core problem. And this is where a really key strategic move comes in. They needed a solid long-term agreement to build on the church's land.
Okay, like a contract.
Essentially, yeah. The solution they landed on, according to the source, was to develop the new clinic using a long-term ground lease with the church.
A ground lease. Okay, explain that a bit. They lease the actual ground for a long time.
Exactly. For many, many decades, typically, this gives a health center the legal right to build and operate their building on that land.
Even though the church still technically owns the dirt underneath.
Precisely. The church retains the title to the land itself.
So why do that instead of just trying to buy the parcel from the church?
Well, buying it might have been way more complicated, maybe impossible. Perhaps the church didn't want to sell part of its property outright.
Right. Could be sentimental value, future plans.
Could be anything. A ground lease gives the clinic the security it needs, the confidence to invest millions in a building because they know they'll control that site for 50, 75, 99 years, whatever it is.
I see.
And it lets the church keep ownership. It's sort of a partnership approach, unlocking the land's potential while respecting both parties. It definitely required some careful negotiation, though.
I bet. Okay, so step one, secure the land rights with this ground lease. Smart. But then there's the actual building part. You can't just, like, shut down the clinic while you build a whole new one.
No way. Healthcare has to continue. And just as importantly, you can't shut down the church's access or parking either. That relationship is key.
So how do they juggle all that?
Alongside the ground lease, they came up with a very specific construction plan focused on minimal disruption.
Okay.
The core idea was phased construction. Build it in stages.
How would that work?
Phase one, build a big chunk of the new facility, but build it on a part of the land that wasn't heavily used at the moment.
Got it. So build first, then move.
Exactly. Once that first big section was finished and ready to go, the clinic could move all its operations out of the old trailer and into that brand new space.
Okay, so clinic operations are now in the new building section. The trailer's empty. Then what?
Then you demolish the trailer. And the land where the trailer used to be, now that's freed up.
Ah, for the rest of the construction.
Right. For the remaining parts of the new building, and crucially, for adding the expanded parking they desperately needed.
That's pretty clever. Use the new space to vacate the old, then use the old space for the finishing touches.
Yeah, it allowed the clinic to keep running without missing a beat, right through the whole construction period.
And coordinating with the church must have been constant.
Oh, absolutely critical.
Yeah.
The source emphasizes that the construction schedule, the site logistics, everything had to be meticulously planned so it didn't impact the church's schedule or their parking needs at all.
So it wasn't just a building plan, it was like a community coordination plan, too.
Totally, it had to be.
So Page Healthcare's role went way beyond just designing a building. The case study mentions several key things they handled.
Yeah, it was soup to nuts, really. They provided real estate development support that's helping navigate the ground lease negotiations.
Okay.
Then there was detailed site due diligence. That means digging into every little detail about the land itself before you build.
Like, more than just property lines.
Oh, yeah. Utilities, easements, zoning rules, soil conditions, drainage. Anything hidden underground or in the regulations that could completely derail the project or cause problems later. You have to find that stuff out up front.
Right. Uncover the hidden pitfalls. Makes sense. What else?
Facility programming. That's basically figuring out the inside of the building. How much space do you need for primary care versus dental versus the pharmacy? How should it all flow together efficiently? It's translating the community's health needs into actual square feet and a functional layout.
Got it. Designing the space for the services. And then the money piece, you mentioned federal grants.
Crucial part. They provided grant technical assistance. This is specialized help with federal funding in this case. Money from HRSA, the Health Resources and Services Administration.
Okay, HRSA.
These federal grants for health centers have very specific rules. You have to navigate applications, meet requirements, sometimes even negotiate details before construction starts to make sure the project aligns with federal standards. Helping Medical Associates Plus through that process was key to actually getting the money.
So it's not just finding grant opportunities, it's making sure you check all the boxes to actually use the funds.
Exactly right. And then finally, construction administration. That's overseeing the actual build, managing the contractors, making sure the quality is right, keeping that phased construction on track, on budget, and making sure it meshes with that delicate dance around the clinic and church operations.
Oh, wow. So they really did cover it all, from the land deal to the funding hoops to managing the build itself, all while juggling ongoing operations. So what was the final result? Did it work?
It absolutely did. By figuring out that ground lease strategy and the phased construction plan, they successfully unlocked the path for Medical Associates Plus to use that big federal grant, $4.75 million.
Wow, nearly $5 million. And that funding was basically dependent on them solving the how to build it here problem first.
That's exactly it. The plan made the funding usable. And with that money, they oversaw the whole design and build process. They took it from that triple-wide trailer to a brand new, state-of-the-art 18,500-square-foot health center.
18,500 square feet from a trailer. That is a massive transformation.
Huge.
And did it have all the services they needed? The dental, the pharmacy?
Yep. The new facility brought it all together. Comprehensive primary care, pediatrics, women's health, men's health, a full dental clinic, behavioral health, counseling services, an on-site pharmacy, plus proper admin space.
And the parking.
They significantly expanded and improved the parking too, tackling that initial constraint head on.
So looking back at this case study, what's the big takeaway here?
I think it really shows that even when you start with something incredibly limiting, I mean, a trailer on land you don't own, you can build vital community infrastructure.
Yeah.
But it takes more than just wanting it. It takes these really smart strategic plays, like the ground lease, like the carefully phased construction, and it takes navigating all that complexity around funding and community needs.
It really highlights that building essential services isn't just about the doctors or the equipment inside. It rests on this foundation of tricky real estate deals, complex financing, logistical gymnastics, and keeping those community relationships strong.
Absolutely. The success wasn't just about the building itself. It was about solving that whole development puzzle. It depended on having that expertise in site assessment, facility design, grant assistance, construction management, all coordinated.
It really makes you appreciate the unseen machinery, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Behind the clinics, the schools, the things communities rely on.
It does. It wasn't just construction. It was creative problem solving to enable healthcare access.
Yeah. You know, thinking about all the hurdles they cleared just for this one project, getting land rights creatively, meeting complex federal grant rules, building in phases around a working clinic and a church, it really makes you wonder what other layers of unseen complexity are humming away behind the essential services you interact with every single day, you know, the power grid, the roads you drive on, maybe even just the basic sanitation systems.